Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
So we are talking about sacrifice and power. Please take your seat. Jesus is speaking here, and before he gets even deeper, the wise man in Proverbs is telling us that in life, you must be changing levels every time. So there is no time that people should see the worst part of your life, because God has designed you and I that our destinies should shine more and more in glory. Praise the Lord. And so Jesus now is talking about the moment of glory in that John chapter 12, verse 23. And Jesus says that the hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. And he is announcing that there is an hour for my glorification. And in talking about the hour of his glorification, Jesus actually meant to say that the glory there is all the goodness of the Lord. And Jesus meant to say that the season and the time of goodness in glory is here. That season is here of glory and goodness. That season where you will shine in glory is here. You will shine with all the goodness of the Lord is at hand. He said that, and that time has come. And in saying that time has come, he actually tells us what time is it that will bring that glory into manifestation. And so when you go to the verse 24, he's showing us that what will really kick that manifested glory into being is that, verily, verily, I say unto you. So he's saying, assuredly, this is to say that there is double reference to this matter, that what I'm telling you, you know, all my words don't fail, but pay a careful and more attention to this that I'm telling you right now, that verily, verily, I say unto you, that if you want to see glory, what you have to do is that except a corn of wheat falls into the ground and dies. And he was talking about himself, that the way my glory is going to manifest, my hour of glory is going to manifest, is that I, as a corn of wheat, I must fall to the ground and die. If I don't do that, he says that I remain the same and I remain alone. That simply means that that glory also adds to you. Are you here with me at all? It makes you not to walk alone like Liverpool is walking alone. You know, but you don't walk alone, because when a man is carrying glory, he's carrying the whole of the Godhead in an entourage. So he says that if you don't die, if it doesn't get planted, it doesn't die, it remaineth alone. But if it dies, it bringeth forth much fruit. So the season, the hour of glory, is the hour of bearing much fruit. It's the hour of fruitfulness in every ramification. And Jesus is saying that the fundamental thing that will bring this corn or grain to bring much fruit is that there must be sacrificial dying. And please, not all die be die. Because some people, the time they die is death that took them. And the time they die, whatever is in their lives may not be that substantial. So if they die, it's inconsequential. That is, if they are apart, they don't make it full. And if they are absent, you don't see their absence. But there are some people when they are not there, and there are some things when they are not in your life, you really see that something is missing. A vacuum is created. And Jesus, when he died, every station stopped, every line stopped. So every believer must come to a place where something must die in your life as a step for you to enter into the glory realm, into the realm of much fruit. Praise the Lord. And this step of sacrifice must feel like all your life is gone. Because when the corn of grain falls to the ground, it has to die. Dying makes you feel like I'm no longer in existence. And that's why I am talking particularly about financial, kingdom financial sacrifices. Because so many people can lose their address and nothing is gone. Our best sacrifice must go to God and His kingdom. And one of the best sacrifices that we can give to God and His kingdom is our money. Is what? I can't hear you. Is what? And so the way to step into that moment of glory is to encounter this level with sacrifices. Now, in Philippians chapter number 2, verse 9 to 10, the Spirit of the Lord says that wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. So here we are seeing that Jesus laid down his life. As I said, not all die be die. Because some people, their lives, they are taken. The thing is taken from them. Jesus, he was just 33 years. Fresh man, virgin. Not born of a man. And his life was not taken. He laid it down. In its purest form. He said, I'm laying it down for the Godhead. Too powerful. No blemish. Are you here with me? Hello? So many people don't give new things. But Jesus just gave a life that was having no blemish with it. No scar, no blemish, no spot. Blameless, sinless. He just laid it on the altar. Heavy sacrifice. That's why he was crying when he was on the cross. It was not a small matter. Hello? Come on now, praise the Lord. And he says that when that was done, all the three dimensions of life recognized that he's the Lord of all. He was given a name above all names, that at the name of Jesus, all things in heaven, on earth, and beneath the earth, wherever there is life, whether that life is the life of men or life of demons, he says that all of them should recognize that this is the Lord of glory. You are entering into that realm of glory in Jesus' name. So at what point in time do you break into this dimension of glory where powers in heaven, powers on earth, and powers beneath the earth recognize your glorification and the manifestation of it, that you become irresistible force to them? It's at that realm where you lay down your life and everything you have on the altar of God for a sacrifice to his kingdom and to his person. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise God. Some people are trying to only use prayer to pray it into being. It can work to a certain dimension. But you come to a place where you know that the glory is actually the treasure house. It's the safe house for God's treasure. So if you are using prayer alone to get whatever you are asking for, what it means is that you will come back again and again and again and again and again. Because the one you got will finish. But when you enter into the dimension of glory, that your supplies are autopiloted. Your supplies are automated. So before the need arises, the supply is on ground. Am I talking to somebody here at all? And what does it take to get there? Sacrifice. It takes what? I can't hear you. It takes what? Every other thing is important. But for our emphasis this morning, what it takes to get there is what? And what kind of sacrifice are we talking about here? Kingdom financial sacrifice. Mention that finance. Mention that finance. Kingdom. Kingdom financial sacrifice. Ask somebody, are you afraid of finance? Please rise up. I want you to talk to two people by your side there. Ask them. It's like when we are mentioning finance, your voice becomes very calm. Are you afraid of finance? Praise the Lord. Please, when you are reading the scriptures, Jesus is fully God and fully man. So his humanity teaches us what it takes to receive from the Lord. And here we are seeing that Jesus, the glorious name of Jesus, was secured on the altar of sacrifice, not because he was a son of God, not because he was God, but as a man, he secured that glorious name. If you read the scripture, it says that, please go back to the verse before, verse 9, it says that, wherefore God also has highly exalted him. The high exaltation was precipitated by something that had happened. And what had happened was that he had sacrificed himself on the altar of God as a man for the redemption of humanity. Are you here with me at all? That is what brought the high exaltation. Tell somebody that if you're a Christian, there is a way to be highly exalted. Not just because you're a child of God, but you need to be sacrificed on the altar of God. Please note that Jesus on earth, for the main reason he came was to die to save humanity. And so Jesus is nothing without his sacrifice. And the same goes for us, that we are nothing without our sacrifices. Just imagine Jesus without his death. He would have been like any other Krishna, Buddha, whatever, whoever they are. The distinguishing factor between Jesus and all others that paraded themselves as saviors is the fact that he as God appeared as man and died to save men who were lost from God. Are you here with me at all? So imagine Jesus. We sing about him because of his death. We pray to him because of his death. Are you here with me at all? We pray in his name because of his death. Everything about Jesus is held together by his sacrificial death. So without his sacrifice, Jesus is nothing here on earth to us, in the heavens, on the earth, and beneath the earth. His name, at least to us, wouldn't be recognized in that realm. But his sacrificial giving of his life has now given him a name. He's giving him what? A name, an authority. A certification, a signature, that when you carry it to the heavens where principalities are, they say, yes sir, we recognize it. Where angels are, yes sir, we recognize it. You bring it to our earthly domain, yes sir, we recognize it. You take it to hell, yes sir, we recognize it. You are going to receive that glorious recognition in Jesus' name. That amen is not strong at all. Please take your seat. Let me tell you that one of your primary focus in life as a child of God is to desire to be a wild, crazy, mad financial giver to God and his kingdom. Wild, crazy giver of finances to God and his kingdom. Or else there is nothing to your name. That's, you just came here on it, wed, married, had sex, children, died, you were buried, and you were, there is nothing to your name. Animals do this. Animals. So if you are a Christian, your value is in the fact that there is a divine calling, a divine assignment, and you are an ambassador of Christ.
here on earth. God has committed his work into your hands, and one of the things that will push his work forward is your financial sowing and sacrificial giving to the push of his work. It's not in words, it's in the push. Economists call it the purchasing power. That is to say that you have no power to purchase if you have no cash on ground. Your power is gone until money. The kingdom must have power to progress, to move. Praise the Lord. And the power, the financial power of the kingdom for advancement has been also given unto us to distribute. To what? I can't hear you. To what? So tell somebody, one of your greatest desires in this life is not just to marry you, is to be a minister that gives money to God. That kind of a minister is a very powerful one. Tell somebody, that kind of a minister is a very powerful one. Recently I met a man who has built over 60 churches for the Assemblies of God. One man. Over 60 churches. Many of them in the Volta region. For us, built, finished. Crazy giver. Recently, if you go towards School Junction, when you are going towards that side, one man like that has built a fine church for the Church of Pentecost. Fully finished, ultra modern, state of the art. Everything is on ground. Praise the Lord. It's a desire. It's what? It's a desire that you must cultivate. It's a vision that you must pursue. That, hey, what am I doing with my life? What have I built for God? When David was told that, because you have blood on your hands, you cannot build for God, he went and begged God. He said, God, I beg. I beg. There is, in fact, and please watch, oh, if David had not gone to beg for me, the greatest achievement of David, it's not just because he's a worshiper. David messed up. Slept with people's wives. Didn't control his house well. All manner, his son chased him out and all of that. Just imagine all of that. Without David securing for Solomon the financial and material resources required for the building of the temple of God. And the building of the temple of God is the most monumental thing that is used in recognizing Solomon. And majority of those materials, the resources, were secured by David before he died. So the person who really built that temple is this David. Now, take the temple out. His name and star from the flag is gone off. He was begging God, if you will not allow me to build, please, let me give the money. If I'm not a preacher, let me give the money. What are you going to do? He was begging God. They say, your contribution is not welcome. He went and fasted and prayed. He went to fast. He said, God, I beg. I beg. How can something prophetic and powerful like this be in the womb of time and I have no portion in it? When David did that, God said, Dave, you, there are problems around you, but I will sort you out. The kingdom was divided. In fact, at the time that the kingdom was divided, it was not meant to be divided, though. It was supposed to just go. But God had promised David that there is no time that he will not have a ruler from his house. And so, with all the inquasiadia that was going on in Israel at the time, serving Baal and all the Jeroboam, whoever, blah, 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 God just said that, these people, I would have just taken everything, but because this giver has already touched my heart and I have a covenant with him. You people, no matter how much you fool, I will still look to my covenant and calm down. Tell somebody, be calming down, be calming down. For God to calm down for Israel, a man had moved him with his sacrificial giving. Dedicated life unto God. Sometimes we claim things as children of God, but there is nothing on ground. The claims are too much. Too much claims. You don't have an insurance package. You are claiming what? You don't pay premium. You want to claim what? Some people pay the premium and they get to a point they stop. And then something will arise and they need it. They say, oh, I have insurance. You don't have. You don't. Please be talking to somebody. Are you consistent? Are you dedicated? Now ask them. So what? Why are you even working as a child of God? Why? What is the reason why God is going to prosper you? What reason? What is the purpose for God prospering? Please be talking to somebody. So what do you think is the real purpose? Is it for you to marry a nice woman and a nice man? Build a nice house, buy a nice car. Tell them all these ones are very nice. But what do you really, really think is the real reason why God wants to prosper you? I think it's a session B question. The reason why animals are of no value is that they don't contribute anything to the kingdom of God. All these other things, you see, they are not crying for redemption. Only human beings have been given God's place here on earth to do God's work. I think it's a place of privilege. Praise the Lord. Somebody is saying, okay, when I become very rich, you will not become rich. You are already rich in Christ. You will not, tell somebody, you will not become rich. As you are sitting here right now, you are already rich. And if you don't know, let me tell you that as you are sitting here right now, you are writing an exams. An exams you are writing. What exam are you writing? The one he has already given you. He is watching your faithfulness in giving him. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So you are waiting to be. No, you are already rich. It's just promotion to class one. Promotion to class 2 of the riches. Promotion to class 3 of the riches. So your next step is actually in your own hands. And your obedience, absolute obedience and faithfulness to God is what will make God to propel you or activate that level for you. So you are already rich in Christ. Everything that pertains to life and godliness has been given unto you. Why have I not hit there? Because there is a faithfulness test to pass. There is an absolute obedience test to pass. There is a sacrificial test to pass. Some of you have passed the test of morality, but you have failed the test of finance. You have passed the test of fasting, but you have failed the test of generosity towards God. So you will get what fasting gives when you pass that test. That's why some people have power without prosperity. You will get what morality gives. Because you have passed the test of morality. But boy, here on earth, fine people don't get comfortable. If you want to get everything that God has to offer, you must pass the faithfulness test in an all-round manner. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you feeling the preaching already? Ask somebody, which session are you on, the faithfulness test, session A or session B? And some people are doing lotto with that session A. They are doing lottery with that session A. This one, see, Nanako, me fama, na fama, me fama, na fama. Should I give or I shouldn't give? See, Nanako, ta. And most of your is the reason why you are still doing remedials. It has to be a certainty. Look at what Jesus, what he said. He said that, I laid down my life. It's a voluntary laying down of that life. It's not compelled. It's not ambiguous. It's not uncertain. It's not involuntary. This one, I have made the choice. I know what I am doing. I'm not doing see, Nanako. Should I give? Should I not give? He said, I laid down my life and I know what will happen in the end. I will pick it up again. Scripture said, give and it shall be what? Given unto you. Psalm 126 says that he that goeth forth bearing precious seed, sowing in tears, shall doubtless, there is no ambiguity, there is no uncertainty, there is no risk to this. It's just a faithfulness test. It's an absolute obedience test. And many people, even some of the guys here who are hyper lustful, if you give them a beautiful woman, they can run like Joseph. I just give them some small money test here. One guy used to steal money from the offering basket here. You give him woman, he'll run away. But let money be there. From the basket or the offering basket, he just collects it from the source. Then he will tell himself, he says, I have borrowed from God. Failed the faithfulness test. You know, he stole from the basket and then I brought him to work around my office. He stole from my bag. So one day I called him and said, I know you have been stealing. You have been stealing from my bag. But I'm not interested in cursing you. I just wanted to give you time to stop. Stealing CD, dollar, pound, steal. He knelt down. I said, you stole this, you stole that one, you stole that. If you steal from God, it will be easier to steal from men. If it is difficult for you to give to God, it will be difficult for you to give to yourself. It will be difficult for you to give to your spouse, your children. That's why some of you, money will be there and you will die. Money will be there. Hunger will kill you. Money will be there. Discomfort will kill you. Not because you didn't have... Are you here with me at all? Because you have trained yourself not to be a giver. This thing is grace. That grace comes when you pass the test. Are you here with me at all? It will not just come upon you like some anointing, like tongues. Then came from... No. Hey. Tell somebody... Practice giving to God. Practice by faith. By what? I can't hear you. By what? Rabako Shepelia Totose. My God. Lift your hands right now. My God who began it. I'm not done. No. He will accomplish it. My God, who began it?
Oh yes,
He will accomplish.
I want the congregation to sing it.
My God, who began it?
Oh yes.
He
sing it like you believe what you are saying.
Yeah. My God, who began it?
Shaka patela daza.
He will, oh yes, accomplish. He's the Alpha. He's the Alpha. Omega. Come on. voice. Come on. Shaka pataka taka taka. Ele kwete tele pekete kete kete.
Take your seat. From that Philippians chapter 2 verse 9 and 10, we can understand from that verse or those verses that these three things will be the reality of people. One, it takes uncommon sacrifice to obtain uncommon blessings. He laid down his life. He has been given a name above all names. It takes uncommon sacrifices to obtain uncommon blessings. Number two, whatever you sacrifice doesn't leave your life, but returns back bigger, better, stronger, greater. Whatever you sacrifice doesn't live your life, but returns back to you bigger, better, stronger, greater. Give and it shall be given unto you. Except a corn of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it abideth alone. But when it dies, it bears much fruit. Jesus laid down his life, and out of that we are all fruit of his sacrifice. Number three. Sacrifice is the secret scar of all the stars in this kingdom. That is to say that it is the lifeblood of greatness or stardom. Sacrifice is the secret scar
of all the stars in this kingdom, it is the lifeblood that produces greatness or stardom in men.
Child of God,
if sacrifice does not scar you, you cannot be a star in all fields of life. Your sacrificial scars, injuries, covered from the eyes of people secretly, is the reason why people are top athletes. The reason why people are high performers. Is the reason why people are great. You will see the fruit of people's greatness, but you will not see their scars. And their secrets are in their scars. Sometimes you see a scar, you don't know the history of that scar. You may laugh at it, but it may be the thing that has, you know. So you can see somebody with an accident face and be laughing. What kind of face is this? You don't know that face, even though the situation was unfortunate, is the reason why that person is wealthy right now. Insurance paid. Is here that they don't pay you? Insurance paid. Product and companies in that line are doing advert to that person with fine face. That's what, many fine faces are poor. You need to carry a scar for God to be a star in his hands. Jesus said, except you deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me, there's nothing to your life. And when they did, Peter now asked him, this one that we have followed you, what is in it? One of the things that when you start practicing, a level that you start operating in, that you can go to God and make definite claims based on promises that he's made around, it's not just singing, praying, dancing, blah, blah. I dance. So Michael Jackson used to dance. Now you dance. So he told Cornelius, he said, your almsgiving has risen. He saw Solo. Solo was in Gibeon offering sacrifices. He didn't call God. Oh, God showed up and said, Solo, what's the matter? He said, I'm a young man. I need wisdom to rule these people. Please, give me wisdom. God said, the thing you have put on the altar is more than wisdom can. It's more than something that will call for only wisdom. I will not only give you wisdom. Oh, it is God that appeared to Solo and said, I will not only give you wisdom, I will also give you unending wealth and a name that you're born in Biadina. When you're the best system, what the fasting and chinya mia ba won? What the fasting and kwa chinya mia ben won? Mimi sabi him. What the akom chin kwa chinya mia ben won? You have to be a total package. You have to be what? I can't hear you. You have to be what? Yes. Believe in the total gospel. This gospel will not go anywhere if all we have is tongues. If all we have is tongues, it's going nowhere. I have a pastor friend. He's in UK. He's built churches in the northern Ghana. Missionary works in Pakistan. Yes, Ghanaian. Build some in central region. When he had money, he was going to do something with the money. Then they went for a funeral or something in one village like that. And then it was raining. Then he saw that the church was under a particular canopy. The rain beat them. That's how the money that was precious pounds, so that he has been saving with his wife, from the bashing of the rain, Holy Ghost spoke to his heart. What are you doing with that money? That's how that money started building church. Money he planned to use for something. And Chakrana, as he started building that house, that church for that village people. He didn't finish that church. Oh, somebody dashed him a house in Manette. How much crumble was the pounds? Somebody took him and said, I've bought a house for you in Manette. Like that, bought everything on ground. God saw that. There's money in your hand. It can't take you far. But you have an opportunity. Pass the test and you see what I can do. That's why it always comes back, pressed down, shaking together, running over. Please, church, hear me. If your finances don't go, your life will not grow. Let it go so that your growth will come. Praise the Lord. All this one that you get sad, sadness doesn't have any value in heaven. Whether you are sad or you are happy or you write the exam. Exam doesn't look at your emotional disposition to put the paper before you. You are sad, you write. You are happy, you write. May you pass the exam in Jesus' mighty name. That amen can be stronger than it is right now. Mark 10:28, so that we can bring the service to an end. In Mark chapter 10 verse 28, it says that, then Peter began to say unto him, lo, we have left all and have followed thee. And Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man, underline that one if you have a paper Bible, and highlight that one if you have a digital Bible. There is no man, put your name there, there is no Maria, there is no Francis, there is no James, there is no Solomon, there is no man that has left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands for my sake and the gospels. So we are given for the sake of the Lord and the gospel. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me say, I want to give to God. Give to God's work. Give to God's work for the sake of the Lord and the gospel. There is no man who has sacrificed all these things for the sake of the Lord or for the gospel. And what happened? Death. But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time. He will receive what? Come on now. He will receive what? God's 100-fold is not man's 100-fold. He will receive 100-fold now in this. Say now in this time. I can't hear you. Say now in this time. Say here on it. Don't be deceived. When you give to God, Jesus said, you will receive how many? 100-fold now in this time. And it will come in what? Houses. Same house you left. Are you here with me at all? It will come in houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions. And in the world to come, eternal life. So when God is blessing you because you are a giver, he's blessing you now in this time and in eternal life. So he's blessing you here, and when you go to heaven, do you have a blessing? But the beautiful thing is that this blessing that is coming, it is still going to be powerful and relevant even in persecution. That is to say that inflation cannot eat the wealth God gives you. That wars cannot eat the wealth God give. Are you here with me at all? In persecution, your house will still be standing. Your brethren will be standing. Your sisters will be standing. Your children, your lands. Are you here? Are you here at all? The woman that fed the prophet, when the famine ravaged the whole land and she went away and came after some years, God restored her things to her. Some people lost their livelihood. But this woman, who gave to God's prophet in the name of the Lord and for his kingdom, everything was restored to him. Sometimes a house is the reason why, your family is the reason why you don't want to give to God. And then, God forbid, my mouth will not say you. Sometimes, brethren and sister, mothers, these are responsibilities. Sometimes, lands, wanting to secure your future is the reason why you will not give to God. But, tell somebody, but, the scriptures say, if you do, when you pass the test, tell somebody, you need to pass this test. When you do, whatever you seem to be losing now, he said, it shall be given to you in a better way. Not in heaven, it will start from where? Here, hundredfold. There is no investment in this Ghana risk-free that gives you hundredfold. If you see anything past 50%, run. That one cry, you have gone far. The higher the risk, if you see high returns, something is about to happen. Something is about, men's gold is about to happen. No? And he said, this one, you risk for me hundredfold. So, when Jesus said that, Peter left everything and followed Jesus. At some point, Jesus asked them, he said, will you also go? He said, for where? We started a journey, we'll complete this thing. Are you here with me at all? He said, we are going nowhere. The crowd can go. But we are here. You are a prophet and you have the words of life. The promise you gave us, we are here on ground to collect the fulfillment. We are not going anywhere. So, no one sacrifices for the Lord and ends empty. Following God means we must leave something behind. That's a sacrifice. And where your sacrifice stops, that's where your increase also stops. In that verse 29, all the fishing mates were left behind except Peter. Sacrifice will make you leave behind mates. It will make you leave behind colleagues. You will it will put you in a grace realm. Even though you are classmate, you will become a grace realm person. That's why people say we were sitting in the same class. Did we not grow in the same neighborhood? Or more? Or more? Something must be working for you. I pray that this word, these few words that have been shared this morning, will move your heart to be a dangerous, radical financial giver to the kingdom as a means of your faith in changing levels in glory. In doing what? Want to change level to marry, change level to do the change level. One key in the kingdom of God is that you sacrifice. Let's rise. Where your sacrifices stop, that's where your increase also what stops. If there's no corn or grain on the ground, nothing is going to multiply for you. Is it a good word? Please, is it a good word? It's a good word. Can you talk to somebody and say, me, I'm going to be a sacrificial person. I know the truth. I know the truth. This truth has set me free. I know the truth. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Are you going to be a sacrificial person? Or you are going to be something else? Are you going to pass the test? Are you going to be faithful with money? Or what are you going to do? What are you going to do from here? Do you want hundredfold? Or you are playing dilly-dally? Too powerful. Glory.
It's too powerful. It's too powerful. I see you rising. I see the glory of God shining upon you. I see the hand of the Lord upon you already. I'm not hearing the amen. Prophesy to somebody. Say you are the next rich person in the kingdom. Next rich person Christ is raising. Next prosperous person. Your work is going to prosper. Everything about you is going to prosper. Be a crazy giver. Give and cry for the sake of the Lord and the gospel. Then you know you are a sacrificer. Tell somebody, I want you to be the next rich person I know. Next wealthy, prosperous person that I know, because I believe that God has given you the keys now, in Jesus' name. Can you clap your hands and bless the Lord? We give you glory and honor. We give you glory and honor for your mercy. You remember that song? It's forever. Oh, yeah. Ginado. Unto you, the same way Abraham raised his hands when he encountered Melchizedek and gave. I raise my hand unto you this morning. Hold me, oh God, make me a kingdom builder. Open your mouth and pray right now. Hold me, Lord, and make me a builder of your kingdom. Ito ramata la zulaya inteleke lepeleso eletula parasuta estora prakita labada asento leklesote eshalagadagada atora mandala kapata aseleke peleze estere kletos lepe kamona marakusa paraya eshora kusetere italabada Ramatora Sitolia Ishalekelekeketelebedebede El Solegreto Senteleve Ito Ramata Lamaya. Taking some wild steps. I pray for the faith to do it.
pray for the boldness to do it, the grace. Sakapata la baba ba. Erekweshetele melegede. Lenko shimandali koparasa. Talk to God. Talk to God. I will not fail the test of faithfulness. I won't fail the test of faithfulness. I will not fail the test of faithfulness. Shaka parakatalia parazose. I will not fail the test of faithfulness. Marikwasitori keleso. Ishtekeri bareko sida. My God. Parasunde. Italiko laso pradi. Jekwali kapataya. Ashele koperisoso. Itali bilasu kwelese. Shela badadoza. Thank you, Father.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.